So the answer is no. You're not a pesha because we learned that last seif in Siman Lametes that a person does not need to check the tefillin shuchzuku bekashus einam tzrichim b'dika le'olam. No, you can assume that they are fine. You can assume they are fine. Our contemporary tefillin are solid. They're good. They're top quality generally, and you don't have to assume there's anything happened to them. So why don't have to check them?
Some posts can say you get the scar. Others say you wouldn't. So is it worth the risk?
Yeah.
You do mizuzahs every what?
Because the experts say, the Batei Machos say that you're jeopardizing a little bit the quality of the tefillin by opening it. So is it worth it?
To do it once.
So there are people that will open them up before the chasana, they're going to check them out. Some people do, but it's not halacha. Some people do that. Mazel tov! Mazel tov! Mazel tov! Mazel tov! There's certainly a strong argument nowadays that there's less need to check them than previously. Some people check them before the chasna and every 10, 20 years again later. Yeah. Okay. There was one more point that I wanted to emphasize before we proceed with Seif Gimel, and that's, so we discussed yesterday at the contemporary Ksav, and we spoke about Ksav Meshita, we spoke about the covers not being a real Kilnya Miuchot. So I just want to point out that it doesn't make a difference according to the majority of Poiskim which order you have. So if you have a Kliya Miuchot and then the Kli which is not Miuchot, it doesn't make a difference which order you have. If Kis Besoich Kis allows you to take into Besa Kise, Kis Besoich Kis, double layer. So, and it doesn't make a difference which one is the. That's, I just want to emphasize that.
Eina miyuchad is not affected when it's by itself, because why? Why is that?
It's bottled to the tefillin.
So,
because it's directly made for that.
You don't really need two then. Because
you need one and a half.
One is bottled.
One and a half.
It's not bottled.
You need one and a half.
Is it the same as a scissor when you go in a toilet and you say double wrap it in a bag or whatever?
Same thing.
Same, one can be your good one, it's not your good.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. So in theory, some people ask at times, just today I wasn't in office, and I saw it was a manal, and he was giving out in his department, Ashiotza keyrings kind of thing. Ashiotza keyrings. So, and I was just thinking about what we were learning. It's not so poshut. Because you've got Ashiotza. Without Shem Hashem. Yeah. Okay. But in terms of kiss b'toch kiss, it's a problem. Because even if you put it in a pocket, the fact that it's not a kiss b'toch kiss, it's a kiss. So unless you wrap that and then you put it into the pocket, only then it will be acceptable.
It's in plastic, is it?
Yeah, but that plastic that I saw today would be certainly considered. It's part of the plastic itself. That's not a kiss. It's the body itself. I remember asking what. No, lechayla, that's bottled to the. I don't think that's. I think I would argue it's not even a kiss. Yeah. It's the thing itself. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Seif Gimel. Afidu laniach bekli b'soich kli also laniach tachas margloisov. Just because it's kiss b'soich kiss, it doesn't allow you to do anything random with it. You're not allowed to put tachas margloisov. You're not allowed to put it under your feet. So, say you're relaxing on your plane, and you didn't buy a first class ticket. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and so you want to put your legs on something, and it happens to be the right height and the right size. It just happens to be the tefillin, your tefillin bag, your talisman tefillin bag. So even if it's kiss b'soich kiss, even if the tefillin are in a kiss b'soich kiss, which will be the case if it's wrapped up by a bag and about a talus, will be a kiss b'serich kiss. Nevertheless, it's also if you're putting your legs on top of it.
It means on top.
On top.
Not like
resting on top. Correct. It means resting on top. V'chin also l'nicham tachem l'choisab. If you're resting and you want to rest your head, you don't have a pillow, you want to put it on the tefillin back, talus back, even if the tefillin are kiss b'serich kiss, yet nevertheless it's going to be also. K'neged roshoy, if you're putting your head on, you don't have to basically. Yeah, you can't use, that's right, you can't use a pillow or as a footstand. Even if it's kiss, you can't use a tefillin as a pillow. Afilu bekli b'serichkli v'afilu ein ishto imoy. It doesn't make a difference whether ishto imoy, whether your wife is present or not. V'afilu ein ishto imoy. Aval shloy k'neged roshoy, but if it's not on your head area, if your wife is not near you, then it's going to be permitted. If his wife is with, would require kli b'serich kli. So what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, there's something about derech bizoyin, if gotten test, shugam kin derech bizoyin. Yeah, there is, you're right. So the answer is, there's something very specifically, additionally, there's an additional problem of derech bizoyin if you are leaning on it. If you are kind of putting your leg, if you're using it as a leg stool or as a pillow, there's a separate problem, which kli b'serich kli wouldn't sort out. Kli b'serich kli helps if you want to put it into a room, which is a toilet, into a room where there's tashmir mitzvah, then kiss b'serich kiss helps. But over here we're talking about something additional. If you're just leaning, if you're using it as a pillow, then it would be a problem. Yeah, that's a greater problem. That's derech bizoyin. Yeah, now Siv Dalet moves on to a slightly different point. Ishto imoy b'mito. If one's wife is imoy b'mito, in the same bed, ve'einoy roitze l'shamesh, and there is no intention of doing tashmish amito, of doing relations, miki enish to emoy, it's considered if she's not there, and therefore that particular kula is applied. So it's a little bit more lenient. But again, you still, of course, need kiss b'serich kiss. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, which asks it anyway, and it's got new base. The Taz also says, "Ishta imoy b'mito, atchin yachat tefillin kli b'serich kli." So that's how the Maaseh we paskin. That Mishnah Berurah says you can't take your tefillin anyway into the bed, either way, because the Shema Yishkach ve'Yishamesh. So tefillin not to be taken into the bed. Seifei l'nichon b'mito keneged tzidoy tinoy kitachz margiloy. So what about taking the tefillin into your bed on your side? You take the tefillin in your... Can you take the tefillin and put it on the side of the bed? The answer is you can't. You don't take tefillin into your bed. Find a better place to put your tefillin. And if you've got it under your legs, under your feet, and therefore it's a problem. So what should he do with the tefillin? Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I suppose. It's an interesting question. Are you allowed to do something with this? We're learning now to put tefillin in those positions, in those places. It's derech bizoyin. So asking, is there permission to put the tefillin in a place which is derech bizoyin in order to save them from greater bizoyin? From being, you're saving them basically from being, you know, put in, getting destroyed. Strange question. That's a classic question, as you're saying, in the war, you know, or those questions that the few yidin that were able to take tefillin with, are you allowed to save them from? It's a strong argument that you'd be allowed to. Pardon?
They didn't really have much choice.
Didn't have much choice anyway. Yeah, there's no way to put them. Yeah. Yeah, I'd argue that probably if you're trying to save them from greater bizarre, it might be permitted.
Is this the same halacha? People say about not to sit on a surface which has svarim on.
Right.
Is this the same?
No. That's a different halacha, but it's a different halacha. Because that you don't have to be on the same area, same height than something. Yeah, and that's a different halacha later on. Yeah, okay. Sivav, Rabbi Yisai, Shoch v'shemesh mitosei b'tefillin. Person forgets, and it's got relations with the whilst wearing his tefillin. Eloyechoiz, he shouldn't hold loy bevatim, loy b'retzuas, he shouldn't hold the batim b'retzuas, ad sheitol yodah, before he washed his hands. Meshudai maskoni is saying, because his hands are busy, naturally so. V'shema, noga b'mokam atenuf, and maybe he touched an area which is not clean. Therefore, hands must be washed, And if somebody was forgotten, Mishamish Mitosav Tefillin. Siv Zayin, Yoshen V'Rabayim Keri. What happens if a person slept and he saw a Keri, became impure? Lo Yechoiz Bevatim, he shouldn't touch the Batim. Lo Yechoiz Bretzua, he should hold the Retzua only touch the Retzuas, Umesi Oysam, and that's how he takes them off. Siv Ches, Anichnas Luzudas Keva. Oh, that's... arguably much more relevant. Hanichnas lesudas keva. Somebody who a meal. Rabbi Yisai, you're allowed to have a meal whilst wearing the tefillin. You're allowed to eat with tefillin on. Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Oh, you're saying
brachas
as well.
Well, what will be the? What you're saying? You're saying why not? I know what you're saying that because you're saying that. That's what they used to wear tefillin the entire day. So probably they ate a bit.
Where you wash
your
working,
how much more? Exactly, very good. Yeah. Says Mishnah Berurah, if somebody has a proper full meal, then anichnas ludas keva, cholzion, he takes them off. Umenichon, and he puts them back on, ala shulchon, adzman brocha, until benching. V'choyze menichon, like that's basically what you're mentioning the benching. V'choyze menichon, avala achilas arayin tzorech lechol. So Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch says as follows. If you are eating a full meal, then you shouldn't wear them. And the reason for that is, if got yudzayin, t'yeshlochu shem yishtake, you make a chikah b'su'udah v'yizgane b'tfilin. So in principle, the starting point is a person should wear tefillin the entire day. However, if you are eating and you have a proper meal, Rabbi says, remember in those days there was only two drinks, two types of beverages. Either you drink water or you drink wine. There was no alternative. Water or wine. So if you don't fancy particularly water, what's going to happen is you're going to drink wine. And if you're very thirsty, what's going to happen is you might drink that a little bit too much. Therefore, if you have a full meal, don't wear your tefillin because who knows how that's going to end up. So, however, what you should ensure, just don't put it too far away, because for benching, you can put it back on. Okay, we understand it. What about achilas arai? What about achilas arai? Just, you have an apple, no problem. Have your apple, you have a, what do you have for snack? What's good for snack?
Nectar bar.
Then you can have it with the tefillin, no problem.
If you take the tefillin off and put it back on, you have to say properly.
Good question. Very good question. Very, very good question. Very good question. Would you put? Do you make a new bracha? Somebody who stops will see this keva.
To eat and then you put it back on again. You say another.
Like a what?
Talis.
Which scenario of talis? You put it back on if you that itself is also not so posh, because nowadays we often paskin that if you wear talus cotton, where is that? Bialocha, let's see the bialocha. If you have talus cotton, it's not so posh, you should make a new bracha, but unless you had the complete intention not to put it back on. What's the which bialocha are you quoting? V'choyza menichon. Yes, thank you very much, Rabbi Tepper. You make a new bracha according to this opinion. It sounds like you will not halacha ma'ase, your person would make a new bracha. Rabbi Yisai, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot New Test brings a very important Mishnah Berurah. A very important Shulchan Shleimer, which is extremely relevant to us. Says the See, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you only have a snack, you don't have to take them off. The Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of Shulchan Shleim, that's maybe only somebody who wears tefillin the entire day. Aval mishedakel niach b'shas ki hashma v'tefillin, doesn't apply. Rabbi, I want to ask you a question. Are you allowed to wear tefillin when there's a bris? Has the bris ever been by a bris? And then after the bris?
What's this bris?
No.
You're meant to keep them on, aren't you?
For the bris, you keep them on. Right. Now, after the bris, of course, you're meant to be always. You want to keep the tefillin on by the bris? And then Mazel Tov, and Asach Yiddish Nachas. And there is a bit of Rogelach there. And there's a bit of the nice orange juice, the one with bits. Do you know which one? You want to now make a shakel. Can you keep it filling on? You're worried. Why would you want to keep it filling on? Because if you wait until you take it filling off, there may not be rokelach left. So therefore, you want to do it whilst you're wearing the filling. So is that good or not good? There may not be rokelach. Alternatively, Erev Pesach. Who is the bechor? Erev Pesach. You wanna join the siyum? You're still wearing your tefillin. Can you eat with your tefillin on? Yes or no? Can you eat with your tefillin on? That's the question, Rabbi Yisrael. So says Rabbi Tepper. What do you mean? We just learned what?
What about the sunda for a bris?
Yeah, but that I've never seen anybody keeping tefillin on.
That
we learned in Shulchan Aruch says a full meal you can't because you might get drunk. Full meal you can't. But it says Rabbi Tepa, in terms of the Rogelach, what's the problem? It says, Avel achilas arai tzorich lechol tzon. For achilas arai, for a snack, it's permitted. What? Why not? Did you ever walk one little thing? So arai, why not? Arai means snack. Unless you start sitting down for the, and you have the whole box of Rogelach, where you should probably wash. You should not probably, you must wash if you have the full box. Then it's not considered arai. But if you just have one or two, that's considered arai. You've seen those people, right? Sit down, they have a whole box of Rogelach. So now, Rabbi Yisrael, the question is as follows. Is Rabbi Tepper right or is he wrong? I've got some news. The Shulchan Aruch Shlomo, sorry. But the Shulchan Aruch Shlomo says, what we said that arai, when we say that tefillin for arai is permitted, that's only for those days, that Yidden wore tefillin the entire day. If you're wearing tefillin the entire day, right, okay, sure. Then if you want a bit of a snack, you keep it filling on, that's okay. But nowadays, says the Shulchan Shloim, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot New Tez, But nowadays, us who only wearing a grand total of half an hour, now we're wearing tefillin for kirshma, we don't wear them for so long. What, the little half an hour you're wearing tefillin, that's when you have to eat your rogelach. Take your tefillin off and have your rogelach afterwards. What's the big deal? What's
with that?
All right, so he'll have to figure something out. But it's not. It doesn't nowadays that we have such limited amount. It's nowadays that we don't wear tefillin the entire day. Rather, we only wear tefillin for kiyas shema tefillah. Says Shulchan Aruch, one should not eat whilst wearing tefillin. Rabbi Yisrael, one should refrain from eating when wearing tefillin. So if you are really, this pesuk is really taking ages, you want to have a coffee. Never mind the other problems. I think the Shulchan Shlomo meant that as well. Maybe, of course, if a person really needs. So I would say that it's a very nice minik and a very nice hakpoda. I wouldn't call it a minik. It's a very nice hakpoda to take the Shulchan Shlomo. Shulchan Shlomo takes it as a suffix, but it looks like Mishnah Berurah Paskens like that. Then one should refrain, whenever you're tefillin, you should refrain from eating and drinking. I think that's a nice, how should we call it? A nice...
Derech.
Yeah.
Somebody has to have a coffee before putting on tefillin.
That's great. That's a mitzvah.
No, but before putting on the tefillin.
That's a mitzvah, because you're going to daven better with your coffee.
I thought we learned some while ago that you shouldn't do anything... before you put your tefillin.
Yeah, serious activities and serious meals is forbidden. But a coffee, Mishtibu Pasun's already coffee is fine, and that helps people to daven. Yeah.
Kind of a hot chocolate.
Yeah. So, Rabbi Sabrats, I want to emphasize. This Shulchan Shloima, I think that's something very nice to be careful. And so next time you see a gentleman eating with his tefillin, you tell him, don't you know Shulchan Shloima? It's not acceptable. But it's definitely nice. But Rabbi said that's it for this evening. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow with Simon Mem Aleph.